Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nikolai's talk. Yes, unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it. My imposter syndrome was never as bad as today because, that's not my talk. I will try hard to, to deliver what he wanted to deliver. Nikolai is a friend of mine. He's an amateur musician and a music lover. So he put an epigraph to his talk, a saying from Ferenc Liszt. And he asked me to tell that this is like free open source conference, and Liszt was probably one of the free spirited like people in history. And mind this epigraph, we'll get to it later. Well, why just don't print out? Like, we saw examples of document producing like technologies. So probably we have somewhere this print menu item, or export to PDF, or export to like ODT. Why just it doesn't work? Like, from practice, it doesn't. So what to do with, for example, you have a code listing and it has like very wide line, and what do you do? Like, you may scale, just make it smaller, but scale, if you are doing like semantic markup, scaling is not semantic, part. Or you may choose to use landscape orientation for this page only, and again, it's not a part of semantic. Or should it be? Like, should we insert some hints there? It's not known. Or probably we would like to do both. Or probably we would like to fire an exception, like now your code building failed, and author, please rewrite your code example so that your snippet will contain like shorter lines. Or probably you would like to rope them, and again, there are options. You can use line feed and spaces, but if you care about validity of your code, somebody copies it from PDF and inserts it, like it may break. Or you may use indents, which will work with text processors, but will not work with PDF, so choices. And while on the web, in HTML, we can just add horizontal scroll bar and everything, and this like button copy to clipboard. And that's just one example. So there is a core mismatch. Semantic markup meets the rigid world of print. And what's interesting, like this talk is like doing the opposite, like going in the opposite direction from the doc link that we like heard before, because now we are going back from doc link back from printed media to semantics, and we're going from semantics to printed media, and this is also like very hard task. So the main focus, like what Nikolai wanted to present in this, is this Unidoc publisher repository, GitHub repository. This is actually a result of evolution, because over the years trying to solve this problem, he did three approaches. First one was XSLF4 approach from ASCII Doctor. The second one is the open document converter. So the idea was simple. You have ASCII Doc document, just produce nicely looking open document like LibreOffice Writer format for this. And finally, Unidoc publisher, which claims to be like any markup to any printing rendering engine. Quite a serious, quite a bold claim. Let's see what it does and how. First of all, what formats do we have for printing? Like, first that comes to mind, of course, PDF. PDF, of course. If we have PDF, we can print it. Second is text processing format, right? So if you are using Word or LibreOffice, like, you can print it because there are page, break. HTML. Who thinks that HTML is a format for printing? Oh, wow, some people do. Actually, we have CSS Page Media, which is a CSS extension, which defines styling specific for printing. But the harsh truth of life is that although we have been with CSS Page Media for 15 years now, still browser support is limited. And What in practice, how it's used in practice, is via some open source tools which convert HTML plus CSS, page CSS into PDF. So it's kind of mediary format rather than, you know, well-used format. But still, technically, yeah, this is possible. Okay, how do we render to these formats? Well, if you want to go low level, really low level, good luck. You can use native PDF generating. There is XSLFO. There is TeX, of course. If we're like speaking about PDF and printing, we cannot miss it. And as mentioned before, HTML plus page media CSS. Also, if we have like text processor, you know, files, we also can render to you know, printed media either by direct printing or converting it to PDF. The truth is that these technologies are not aligned in a great number of various ways. So, yeah, we can compare. Every way has its own limitations and problems. Like Apache FOB has long-standing problems with dots in a table of contents. LibreOffice Writer doesn't support typography, like keep with next within tables. Microsoft doesn't recommend you using like automating Word actually to produce PDF. So there are lots of problems, and it looks like, you know, old joke about two speleologists who meet in a narrow cave, and one says, I'm coming from the dead end, and another says, like, I'm coming from the dead end too. So, like, dead ends everywhere, and the world of printing is the world of constraints. And those constraints, they differ for each technology, so often you need to, you end up supporting several chains. For example, your main output is exquisitely looking text tech book, and in order to, you know, navigate reviews, or approvals, you are sending LibreOffice files just for this you know, workflow. So there are no universal solutions. And Nikolai recommends his tool Unidoc Publisher if at least one of these holds. So if you don't prepare documentation especially for printing purposes, so if you are doing something like, you know, Antora documentation, like huge Antora sites website, and you just need, occasionally, you just need to present this PDF to somebody. If you are automating documentation generation, I'm going to speak about it one, like, hour later, and, like, much of your documentation is not manually produced, but automatically, and you hope it will look good no matter what will be generated. And if your output format is one of the text processing format, this is also possible. So where do we start? Like, where did Nikolai start? He tried to create an ASCII doctor open document converter. So the idea was the following. So ASCII doctor parses its own markup into an abstract syntax tree. You may extend it, you may transform this IST with the ASCII Doctor 3 processor and, you know, run each template. So actually writing a custom ASCII Doctor processor. And the writer can be overridden either with pure Ruby or with special templates. So this is how it looked in practice. So in the left side of the slide, this is a simplified AST of an ASCII Doctor document. After parsing, to the right, there is a slim template, and you see we have here mixed Ruby code. Everything which starts with a dash is Ruby. Everything which doesn't start with dash is a part of the template. It's just XML output. So yeah, you can use ASCII Doctor parser this you know, extension point that it provides, and build whatever you like, including open document format. It was great, but yeah, you know, this template cannot be universal. Everybody wanted their own, you know, particular features, and it was hard to override just part of the template. People had to copy this template, paste it, and do actual their own fork. That's not how it can be maintained. Then you should invent something for styling. By styling, we mean the styling for open document, for the word processor format. You know, then when you select text and you apply style from the list of styles. And you say, okay, you have semantic styles and word processors, they do support styling. Well, actually, this is kind of different things because like here, like both bold and green are applied to some part of the text, but in open, like in LibreOffice or in Microsoft Word, you can only apply one style. So you actually need three styles, one for bold, one for green, and one for bold green, all the combinations. So what did he have to do is invent slightly extended intermediary open document format, which contained not only standard attributes, but extended semantic attributes, and then post-processing it in order to add missing styles, like missing combination of styles. Well, it kind of worked, one of the interesting finding was that users of this approach, they started to transform this extended open document format. This wasn't an intended feature or intended capability of this product, yet Nikolai noticed that people wanted to transform AST before converting it into something printable. Yet this idea of post-processing and adding separately styles proved to be useful. And also, Nikolai liked very much the idea of using Gradle. Gradle is a build tool from JVM world, quite powerful with statically typed DSL, so it has static type checks before you run this Gradle script. Magnificent in gluing all the parts together. So, before we go to the second step, the Unidoc publisher, some final thoughts. If creating universal converter is impossible, we should create meta converter, a platform for building converters, so that everybody who faces the problem of transforming their existing body of documentation into PDF, they can just simply do it, but via custom scripting, but without too much effort. And what are the requirements? Native converter as a reader. We will explain this on the next slide. Sound with forming AST. So yeah, this should be more or less easy to do, right? And styling as a separate focus. Well, this is just learning or finding from the previous version. And ideally it should have good integration with CI/CD with focus on homogeneity. What is meant here is that everything must be from the same ecosystem, like either JavaScript or Java or Python, but not Mix, because Mix is often problematic. What do we mean by native converter as a reader? The idea is that each converter outputs HTML, and HTML is quite semantic. So if we take as an input an HTML output, we can actually build a universal thing. Markdown can produce HTML, ASCII Doctor can produce HTML, Microsoft Word, whatever, Wiki can produce HTML. So you can do it. Just read it, and there are good, HTML reading, HTML parsing libraries in open source. If it's in Java, it's JSOUP, which is quite good. So the experiment. Let's convert this presentation, the presentation that you see, into printable form. This presentation, by the way, is written in ASCII Doctor. So this is the source code of Nikolai's presentation. What we want to get is a document like this. So it's LibreOffice Writer, and as you can see, it's converted into this printable form. The fact that it is converted into something else, you can see before your own eyes. It's this presentation. It's ASCII Doctor Reveal.js pipeline which just converts it into this clickable, you know, HTML. So how do we do this? Using Nikolai's tool. So yeah, he's using Kotlin internally because well, it's JVM approach. He's using Gradle within Gradle script, and the following code listings, they actually are snippets taking from the scripts. So every code snippet that you can see on this presentation is actually included from the presentation source code. We will share a GitHub repository, so you will see that this is actually not something copy and pasted. It's included. So this is workable code, which actually works. I will speak like a bit more about this in my next presentation. So the boilerplate, this is like a snippet of a Gradle script, build script. And what does it do? Like, first we need an HTML. So we are using AsciiDoctor.j, it's a library which allows to build HTML from AsciiDoctor, it's Java library, to build this HTML. Then we are reading a template. The template here is the starting point. It's just, you know, that empty Word or LibreOffice file which we are populating with content. Then some other technical details. Right, we need but if we omit this part, which is commented out, and just run it without any further customizations, we will get something like this. Let me show. So this is the default transformation. So already, like, not bad, probably. So as you can see, there is some, you know, output. You can see page headers, but on the first page you have a page header as well. The first slide looks ugly because, like, you know, sizes of images, and the epigraph is lost. So we need to fix it somehow, right? So the idea is that by default you are getting like pretty good result, but if you want an ideal result, you should like get your hands dirty and do some abstract syntax tree transformations. That's it. So how do you do this? Like, you, after parsing, you will get access to abstract syntax tree. For example, you need to extract the first section to build this, like, beautiful header. So you just filter this out by source tag name, like take the first section and make a title out of this. So how does this first section look like in AsciiDoctor? So this is the source code, and actually, yeah, this is quite interesting because it's technically this is an AsciiDoctor page which includes a part of itself within the AsciiDoctor page. So yeah, this is like a listing, like a part of the listing of this AsciiDoctor. So we are going to extract semantical variables from there. Like, you can see roles here: full name, title, photo, bio, logo, and stuff. So this is how we're doing this. Like, we have access to AST, so we just you know, filter out these roles and assign them to a bunch of Kotlin variables. That's it. And then, having these Kotlin variables, we can rebuild, just rearrange, rebuild, reconstruct the like header, the beginning of this document. So what we have here, append child table, table row group, is the builder for open document format. It can be some other format, but in this case we are building it. And we are using this, you know, photo, bio, contact variables that we extracted in our abstract syntax tree. So what do we have in the end? Like, let me show it once again. So we have a beautifully looking, you know, document which contains all the slide contents, it contains all the speaker notes, and also we have an epigraph We didn't lose it, although it used some, you know, unsupported role or whatever feature of, you know, of ASCII Doctor, which prevented it from, you know, default export. Now it's being shown, and it's being shown in its correct place in, as the result. Sorry?
Could you enable the unprintable characters?
Unprintable characters?
Yes, the formatting ones.
Yes, if it's possible via Builder, like LibreOffice Builder. So it's like...
Just now to see them.
I see. You mean this one. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
yeah. You wanted this. Yeah, sure, of course. Here you are. Yeah. So it's you wanted to see if it's not all like spaces, right? Okay. No. It's building like it's building it structurally. Yes, it's building it structurally. Yeah, I'm gonna skip this one. It's like highly technical, and Nikolai knows better. By the way, Nikolai is available in Element chat for this group, so he will be happy to answer everything. A bit about testing. So it's kind of a lot of code already, this transformational code. And we need to make sure that we, if we are maintaining it, if we are keeping it for some, you know, documentation project, we need to put some regression testing on it. So the idea is quite simple. It's snapshot testing. So what we do is we prepare small snippets, like a small table or some, you know, combination of styles, and we ask this pipeline to output a picture, like printed. So we have an approved picture just in Git, and if due to some version changes or something, the picture becomes to something becomes to something is sliding, right? We see it immediately. Our CI build fails. And if we are okay with this sliding, we may just re-approve. We just say, okay, now this version is kind of fine, so this is how it's going to be. But if something breaks, like something like this table disappears completely, right? In this case, it will be obvious that we need to fix the code. Okay, so what did we get as a result? We got everything CI friendly. What can be more CI friendly than you know, a build script, Gradle build script, because Gradle is a build tool. And everything is built with DSL within Gradle. Like there are no declarations. What is meant here is that it's this product doesn't offer some default behavior that you can override with some, you know, knobs and switches, and it's definitely like it was in principle it did the other way around. So if you want to change something, you need to get your hands dirty and do some AST transformations. And it has typed AST and clean and testable code. Well, let's get to conclusion. So treat printing as engineering. Design it, code it, test it, automate it. Printing is a lossy transformation, not only, you know, from printed media to semantic markup, also vice versa. It is a lossy transformation. Some semantics cannot survive it. Keep rendering logic programmable under your control, and have a look, check out this Unidoc publisher and this repository, which contains these exact slides and the way how like printed document can be built from them. Thank you very much. Questions?
We have 10 seconds, I'm afraid. Will this come to another programming language?
JavaScript probably.